Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. A little Texas blues bringing us back there. That's Billy and Dusty and Frank bringing this back. A little ZZ Top. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our friend Paul Mirsky. He's VP, EVP, and Chief Economist for ICBA, Independent Community Bankers of America. ICBA.org is the website. Folks, it's an organization who supports some of my favorite people on the planet, independent community bankers. And you know how I feel about that. Paul, as the chief economist for the ICBA, you've got to be tracking what people are calling Taxmageddon, the fiscal cliff that we're heading toward. Tell the audience what we're looking at, what we're up against between now and December 31st.
Well, as I mentioned, the last thing that small businesses want to deal with is uncertainty, and we have an abundance of uncertainty of what's going to transpire in the next few months, not to even mention the November 6th election and who's going to control the administration or the Congress. But there are huge issues that have to be dealt with by December 31st. TAG is one of them, as we discussed, but also all the expiring tax provisions. Without extending the 2001-2003 tax cuts, individual income tax rates are going to go through the roof. The capital gains dividends tax that small businesses face are going to increase dramatically, on and on. So, and huge spending cuts will kick in on January 2nd automatically. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a situation where the bond rating agencies downgraded the U.S. debt because of all this uncertainty. Small businesses, particularly the top two income tax rates, well, that doesn't only affect individuals. It really impacts the small businesses that are partnerships, sole proprietorships, subchapter S corporations, all those small businesses, mm-hmm. all those small businesses. Guess what they pay? They pay the individual income tax right. on their individual income tax return. And if they make, for example, there's discussion of taxing more anyone over 250. Well, the 250 is not their personal income. That's their business income.
Well,
it could be
their W-2 income from the company. It could be their rental income from the business building. It could be the profit from the company. It could be their spouse's income all rolled together. But remember this, the business income that passes through to their personal account, Paul, probably doesn't have any cash associated with it.
That's correct. It's
inventory,
their retained earnings in many cases
exactly.
that has to go back into the business to fund expenses.
Or that never was in the form of cash. It's in inventory or receivables.
Right.
And an excellent point. And those are things that there's their income, but there's no cash to pay the tax. And that means the company's successful, but it doesn't mean they're rich, and it doesn't mean they're millionaires and billionaires.
Well, that's exactly the point.
See, that's what we keep hearing. We keep hearing millionaires and billionaires. Well, you know what? Small business owners don't fit in that category usually. Most of us don't.
So when we talk about, you know, not addressing these tax cuts or not addressing or taxing the highest income tax rates, you've got to be very careful of the impact that will have on the nation's small businesses. I think this would be the absolute worst timing ever to let those tax cuts expire and have that uncertainty out there going into 2013 of how small businesses are going to be impacted by the dividend tax rate, the capital gains, individual
income taxes. Let's look at this thing, Paul, practically speaking. Is anything going to happen before the November 6th election?
No.
Then after that, it's going to be a lame duck Congress. And so what are the scenarios there? If if Romney gets elected with some coattails, then you got a bunch of unhappy outgoing members that are not going to be excited about getting any work done in a lame duck session.
It's all going to have to come down to a bipartisan compromise no matter what the outcome of the election, because in the United States Senate, you need 60 votes to move just about anything. So yeah. The balance of power, unless you have a dramatic shift, you're not going to have the numbers in the Senate in any majority.
Yeah. So we got a train wreck, potential train wreck, folks, and just all I can say is buckle up. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Paul Mirsky, ladies and gentlemen, with ICBA. That's ICBA.org. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.